For some reason, when I sign in now on Windows 11, every time I'm being asked to put in a Windows password, is there a way to avoid that? I'm the only person that used my computer
I've
disabled
gone
last.
through this with Windows 11. Even if I erase the password on a user account, it still wants to ask you for it. The only way I've found to actually do this is create an entire new user account without a password and use that, and that will work.
You just go into Microsoft
You just
or.
go to when you do Windows, I'll bring up the one dialog and you do control space user passwords too. Then you have to do add an account, and you want to tell you on a local account, and you call it whatever, Sharon's account, whatever. And then you leave the password blank. Then you log in with that, then you just restart the computer and it'll start right into that account.
All right. Does anybody have experience with AirTags? I don't know much about them, but I was thinking because I'm flying, they might be helpful.
So I have used AirTags in like luggage and stuff like that, and they actually
Yeah.
do work very well. If you lose your luggage, you actually at least kind of could tell you where and what city or state it is, and maybe. Yeah, I think Mick is on his call, and I think he actually has real experience with that as well. There's other things you could do with AirTags. I know you could actually beep the AirTag. Like, for instance, Nina and I travel with a stuffed bunny, and around its waist, we have a little AirTag holder, and it has a little belt buckle, and there's an AirTag in it. If we leave the bunny somewhere and there's nobody to help us find, back to our chairs, we could always beep it from from Nina's Apple Watch and have it say, "Find my whatever the name of the bunny is there."
Where do you get them?
You get them from Apple Store, from Best Buy, Amazon. You just type in.
Amazon. There's two key functions that it can do. One is if you're, let's say within 30 feet or so of the AirTag or the device that has the AirTag on it, it'll tell you that it's nearby and you can play the sound on it. But that way, it's using your phone and it's making a Bluetooth connection and it's nearby to you. And the other possibility is, let's say you're AirTag and whatever your bag or whatever it might be, was in Chicago and you're in Boston, it can ping off of other people's phones and it will tell you its last known location. Even if you're not anywhere near it, it could be, anywhere in the world and it will keep telling you its last known location as it sort of encounters other iPhones that are out there and other Apple devices that are able to update it. It's in the Find My app, which is already on your phone and it's under items. There's like people, devices, items. So the AirTags would go under. And in fact, when you open an AirTag and peel the little paper out that kind of opens up the battery contact, you'll get a prompt on your phone and it will say, "Do you want to set up your AirTag?" And you just hit
Oh, okay.
continue. And the other thing to know is that, I'm not sure if you felt one, but it's kind of a
No.
round thing. And there's also a lot of AirTag hold. If you don't want to just throw it in your bag, if you want some kind of holder for it, there's a lot of different holders that you can get, and they can be as much or more than the price of the AirTag, but you can get some less expensive ones. But it doesn't come with any kind of loop or case or that's an extra piece you have to buy if you want to get some kind of holder to store it in. Some people put them on their keys, their backpack, their luggage. Some people might even put them in their car so they can track where their car is or, just
Oh,
about
cool.
anything.
Oh, that's
Actually,
cool.
Mika, and actually, this is from Mika because he gave this as a use case once that he, I believe, would put one on the doorknob inside his room if he was at a hotel. That way, you can, if you're not, if the hotel, say, does not have numbers, or you can start, actually use that to find your room again. Mika, the one thing I find is that they're not very loud, and where I find tiles, at least at the time I had a tile, were Yeah.
louder. Do you want to tell them maybe the difference between the two different products?
Yeah, so there's a good number of different tracking products that are like this. And the Tile that John mentioned has actually been out longer than the AirTag, and they have different models of tiles. And if you use the Tile, you'd have to use the Tile app. And it kind of works along the same principles. It's pinging off of other people that are running the Tile application, so it's not quite as comprehensive. Some of my stuff, I have a Tile and an AirTag because I kind of already had the tiles. But there are other sort of Find My enabled accessories, which means that they work on the AirTag network. And if you looked on Google or YouTube, you might be able to find one that's louder than the AirTag, but it still would work with the Apple find my network, and you'd use it. In other words, they're allowing third-party products that are almost like the AirTag to function a lot of ways like an AirTag using Apple's infrastructure under the Find My. So there very well is probably a third-party aftermarket AirTag-like device that's actually louder and, maybe has a rechargeable battery or a loop on it or any number of different features that the AirTag might not have.
When I search for them on Amazon, do I just say Apple AirTag?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they rechargeable or are they one-off battery?
They have a replaceable button. I think it's a CR2032 battery that you can buy on Amazon.
Got it.
You sort of separate the two halves and put the battery in, but it should last about a year.
And actually,
longer.
When the battery gets low, it actually tells you too. You'll go into the app and it'll say, low battery in this.
Right.
The app that it uses is Find My. Just be aware that Find My app is really cool because even if you don't know where your phone is, you can use that app on your PC or Mac and find your phone. Or if you associate, like myself and my wife have Find My, and we've given permission to each other. So when she loses her phone or she doesn't know where her phone is and it's driving off on an Uber, I can at least tell where it was going, and I could track where it was going.
And then the other thing in the Find My app under devices, like let's say if you left your phone somewhere, you'd have to have another device or do it on a computer, but you can put it in lost mode and you can put a message and a phone number for someone to call if they find it.
I'm not sure I like screen recording, but it works, except when I want to use the dictate function. Is there any way to get around using the dictate function besides typing everything in letter by letter?
Talking about an iPhone?
Yeah.
Any way to use screen recording and invoke the dictate function and actually make it work so that you don't have to type everything in letter by letter?
Say, example, if you were demonstrating notes and you wanted to show someone how to create a note and dictate in that note.
Everything would work until you get to the point where you want to just put it in with it with dictation or,
I'd say maybe use a Bluetooth keyboard. Like it's probably just some glitch, I don't know of a way around it, but if you use a Bluetooth, then it would be easier to do the typing.
Jeanette, do you typically use the Braille screen input too? That'd be a little quicker, but
I am terrible at Braille screen input.
I'm in my inbox, I'm arrowing down, looking at my emails. I open an email to read it, and I read it, and then I want to reply. So I hit Control R to reply. The reply message box, comes up, and I type it's a reply. So that'll already be filled in. I write my reply message and I hit Alt S to send. And now what I'm left with on the screen is the original open email. I hit Escape to just close it, send it back to the inbox. And I always get this dialog box, almost always saying the properties of the message have been changed. Do you want to save them? And I'm like, no, I don't care. I just want to close the message. I think what it's doing is maybe saying it wants to change the properties of the email to indicate that I've replied to it or something, but it asks me every time. And I don't think there's a way to say, stop asking me that.
Instead of hitting escape, I usually do Alt F4.
Okay.
To just close the email.
All right, I'll try that.
If you open up a message and then just close it, like hit escape without replying, does it say this?
No. Or if I forward it, same thing.
So I think there's a setting that allows it, that says either, leave a message open when you reply, leave the original
After
message
you
open.
Reply?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so that would be where I would search for this, because I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Mind when I do it, I just do a reply, and then once I hit, send it, I'm back to the regular list of
inbox,
emails.
Back to
yes,
inbox.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I see. So the original message closes automatically.
That's right. So checked. There's probably a setting, and unfortunately, mine was set probably so long ago. I don't even know where it is anymore. So
I could probably find that.